In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Our Lady of the Annunciation, Saint Joseph, her spouse, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The greatest event in the history of mankind was the Annunciation, the coming of the Holy Spirit as a consequence of Mary's yes, and in her womb conceived the human nature of God in the person of the only begotten Son, the Word of God. So on that feast day, which is the 25th of this month, let us announce to all the great joy which came to us because Mary awaited the coming of the Saviour, not expecting herself to be chosen to be the Mother of God, but to be the handmaid of the Mother of God. And Mary's suffering commenced, especially in a public way, from the time that she presented herself in the temple when Simeon and Anna came to her. Jesus, in her arms, led Mary into the temple and led also Anna to be with Mary when Simeon proclaimed that a sword would pierce her side, pierce her soul, pierce her heart, and that this son who she was holding would be the cause of the fall and rise of many. So in that public proclamation by Simeon, the suffering which was heard also by Saint Joseph commenced together because of his spousal relationship. Mary and Joseph suffered, but Mary in a more profound way, because she was conceived without sin. She had commenced the suffering for mankind because she was inseparable from the heart of Jesus, and she then commenced a public way that co-redemptive role which was necessary, God deeming it in his divine will that Our Lady was to suffer also along with him at the foot of the cross, where, as Saint Pope John Paul II had said, it was on Calvary that Mary's suffering, besides the suffering of Jesus, reached an intensity which can hardly be imagined for a human point of view, but which was mysteriously and supernaturally fruitful for the redemption of the world. Her ascent to Calvary and her standing at the foot of the cross, together with her beloved disciple John, were a special sort of sharing in the redeeming death of her son. Jesus' death was sufficient for the salvation of the world, but the fruitfulness of the redemption we are to play out, as was given to the little children at Fatima, Jacinta, Francesco, and also Lucia, that role which was, are you prepared to suffer for sinners? That's what each and every one of us are being called to, because that is the mission of Our Lady, to bring about salvation for souls who have fallen away and become hardened sinners. She's asking each and every one of you to be co-redeemers, as is mentioned in St. Paul, that we are to be co-redeemers in Christ, and also, as had been disclosed in the writing of St. Paul in the letter to the Colossians, now I rejoice in my sufferings for your sake, and in my flesh I am fulfilling up what is lacking in the affliction of Christ on behalf of his body, which is the Church. The merits are the redeeming, saving power of God, a channel to us through the Immaculate Heart of Our Lady. And in so doing, Our Lady has been put in that role of being mediatrix to bring about the redemption of mankind. But we need to go to her to fulfil what is being asked and has been disclosed by the popes throughout the centuries. And I'll give one of the exhortations which Pope Pius XII, who is now blessed, described the apparitions of Fatima as the greatest intervention of God in history after the death of the apostles by means of Our Lady. No one, Saint or Blessed Pius XII added, knows this if he doesn't know what is happening in Russia. Indeed, Pius XII understood well what the message of Fatima was, given above all for the conversion of Russia. Anyone who is alive, who went through that transition after the consecration of the world by Pope John Paul II of the world to Our Lady, the consecration, will have seen the tremendous changes which came in the next 5 years as the collapse of governments occurred throughout the Eastern European bloc. And the atheistic communism, which then was predominant in the governments, has shifted, but at the same token has taken on another head, the head of the beast, which is that of Freemasonry. In other words, it's permeated very much into the thinking and the rationalisation and secularisation of a mindset where we are now being set aside to realise our own joys and pleasures without the intervention of God. And that was said to Saint Bernadette at Lourdes, "I cannot make you happy in this life, but I can in the next." We need to take on this co-redemptive role and recognise that it has been given to us and echoed again time and a time by the popes regarding Fatima, which we are to suffer for those sinners in order to bring about their salvation. The salvation of the world will come to us when we acknowledge that Our Lady is playing a co-redemptive role, and that of co-redemptrix. She is the one, no, not equal to, God is infinitely greater, but he deemed her necessary in order to come and dwell amongst us by taking his flesh from her womb, and in so doing, she became the mother of God by nature in the person of Jesus. We also are to become like Jesus, which is a child of Mary, by taking to Our Lady and going to her and asking her to make us more Christ-like. And she herself put and gave form and sculptured and formed the body of Jesus. She is able to form us in grace, so that we can follow this co-redemptive role to its ultimate, which is that of giving our lives to the heart of Mary, as she did on the Feast of the Annunciation with her yes. Whatever is your will is my will. And that is what we are to say today in our hearts before Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament here on this day with Mary, that I am all yours, dear Mother, and all I have is yours. With this consecration, we then become covered with her mantle. We are to be impenetrable from sin, because we will have an awakening of our conscience, so much so that the deception of the devil will become more and more known to us. The sure flight to heaven is through Our Lady. It's been said by so many saints. It's the sign of predestination if you go to Our Lady. And the weapon is the Holy Rosary, again mentioned at Fatima. Oh, how often I hear people having difficulty with this prayer. But one thing that the Satan does do is divide those who are closest to us. Many are not able to pray the rosary, even though both members, the mother and the father, are Catholic. They can't come together in prayer for the rosary because they haven't sacrificed themselves enough, sacrificed themselves away from their favourite television programme, sacrifice themselves to put aside the cooking or the preparation of a birthday party which is forthcoming in order to pray the rosary. Greater graces go to those we love if we're able to recite the rosary in a group little that it may be, with your husband or with your wife. So please don't let these distractions become adrift with the power of the rosary by because you're not prepared to willingly sacrifice yourself for your other member of the family, your spouse. When we find that you give yourself more and more to Our Lady, you will find that this transition will bring you closer to the Eucharistic Jesus, which is what that first series of apparitions by the angel, believed to be Gabriel, or the angel of Portugal, who said that it is in reparation for the outrages and sacrileges against the Most Blessed Sacrament, and it's through the intercession of the Most Sacred Heart of Jesus and Mary that we are able to make reparation for these sins. Many of us are going through difficult times. In Lent, when you make sacrifices, you find that the devil will try and trip us up. And in expectation of this particular type of event to happen, we need to understand that these temptations are becoming more and more violent because we become inclined to want to bring forth our own testimony, our own rights. We get more angry with people, and what we've done, we've stepped outside the realm of where we should be if we are truly children of God. But don't give up, persevere, and with prayer and fasting, you can offer what is being asked of us to be co-redeemers, to bring about the conversion of hardened sinners. God could have saved us freely, but he didn't want to do it alone. He wanted to be able to participate in his greatest work, the redemption. He wanted us to understand and live the most puzzling and profound mystery of Christ, participating strictly in the work of redemption, to understand the value of the cross, how important it is to make sacrifices and accept every suffering for the salvation of sinners. God spoke to the children, referring here to Fatima, who didn't know what Russia was. In fact, it was Jacinta who thought that it was a wayward girl. But little do we know the power of our prayer. For someone to think there was only one soul that they were praying for, whereas in effect it was a whole nation that they were suffering for. How magnificent is those sacrifices and those sufferings that we had given freely for the redemption of the souls, encouraged by this message of Fatima, that if we enjoy the joyfulness of the suffering in full understanding that it is being used to bring about the conversion of hardened sinners, then how would we not want to suffer more? It is something which we need to ask for. We need to ask a grace for it. The Mother of Jesus is here. She is always present, in particular on these first Saturdays, because we're honouring her in the way that she asked us to honour her, especially by being here and praying the rosary in the group and fulfilling those criteria which was mentioned earlier by Father Lewis at the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass, of the promises which come to us if we fulfil the five first Saturdays and continue to operate within that span of Saturdays throughout the year. Today we can see that all the events in the second part of the secret have taken place. That is World War II, the persecution of the church, the unknown light which came in 1938, the diffusion of communism throughout the world, and the martyrdom and death of so many people. In order to repair all the damage caused by the errors which had been spread by atheistic communism from a result of Bolshevik revolution, and also to just give reference to the improviser of the ideology of Marxism, Karl Marx himself, there was only a few people at his funeral, and at the age of 25 he had already committed himself to be a disciple of Satan. The ex-Soviet Union is so loved by Our Lady. Our Lady loved that nation so much, it was the one that the serpent chose to bring about to destroy. And this atheistic communism, which has been jubilant in that country over a period of so many decades, has now entered into a phase where the conversion of Russia is now well and truly in place. But we need to continue with our prayers. It's not over. We have gone through an era of peace, but at the same token, the final victory has not been struck. And as the battle intensifies, as we enter into the centenary year of the year 2017, expect greater tribulations, expect greater trials, but realise that the temptations and the trials are coming to us through the mind, through our senses, that the ISIS threats which are coming through, really, if you look at things rationally, in Australia, over every month, there are more children being killed, infants in the womb of mothers in abortion clinics, than what this ISIS power has given. The difference is that there's publicity. The media, which is not working for the sanctification of souls, is working instead for the opposition. So that we find ourselves terrified, but whereas in essence, there's a greater death package happening here in this country. On a day-to-day basis in Perth alone, there could be between 50 and 100 who are being taken from the womb of their mother in bits and pieces. So let's get things where they should be. If we were feeling from about our faith, we would be reading more about this holocaust of death in the wombs of mothers. But what is happening is we're being refocused into ISIS ideas, and then we tend to think what great, horrible things are happening. What we are being asked to do is to sacrifice ourselves, to pray, to make reparation for our sins, to bring Our Lady to so many people by being able to at least pray the rosary with them. When this is going on, as St. Padre Pio has said, the capitulation of Satan, his defeat in Russia, will be as a consequence when there's one person per atheistic communist, which is able to pray the rosary for each member who is in that cohort of the devil. As we reach this climax towards the coming finale of Lent, the year 2015, let's focus very much on Our Lady as our co-redemptrix, the one not equal to but necessary for our salvation, who played a unique role in bringing about not only our Saviour, who without Our Lady there would be no salvation come to us because there would be no Jesus. Without Our Lady there would not have been that Pentecost moment of the coming of the Holy Spirit, where Our Lady's prayer again brought about the Holy Spirit, the third person of the Blessed Trinity, to give us that strength and courage which we now know to emanate from our confirmation. So we can boldly expose the urge of the devil, not fearful of armies advancing to take away, but being realising the importance of this ideological colonisation which has been going on and being exposed more and more through the indifference that many of us have towards calling what something is, calling it for the purpose of our children, that the things that they are watching, that the things that they are clipping at and clicking on to, that they are involved in space, intellectual material which is bringing about their own downfall. Let us have attention, be attentive to what is happening and be able to call it for what it is and check and ask what it is that they are watching. But any of this has no avail unless the supernatural, the cause of our joy, Our Lady, is being able to be entered into each and every one's heart, and that's the importance of praying the rosary. The rosary will bring peace to the world, so we need to do a little bit more and be bold enough and realise that by praying the rosary before we even ask someone to pray with us is perhaps the way that you need to go when you're having difficulty having the rosary said at home. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.